This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. I'm Ian.
And Cody.
And that's Cody O'Connor joining me from Off the Air Live. And he'll be doing his own show later on tonight, so we'll talk about that in case you have not heard of it. Our toll-free number that allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind to our international audience is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, this is the release weekend for Snowden.
Yeah.
New, I guess, biopic or whatever you want to call it. I'm sure it's somewhat fictionalized, but honestly, I haven't seen it. So if you've seen it, we'd love to hear what you think about it, because our co-host, Daryl W. Perry, is actually out on the seacoast of New Hampshire this weekend for the Free Coast Festival out there. And I know they had a mass viewing of Snowden. They went to see it last night. So we might be able to get Daryl on the line here if we're lucky and get a brief review without any spoilers, of course. Although I imagine we kind of already know everything. Maybe there's some nuggets in there that, you know, that fans of Snowden might not have been aware of.
I mean, I do have to wonder. I mean, and you don't want them making stuff up. You want them to be telling the actual story. But
and it's a dramatic story as it is. I mean,
so it is a drama. It's not a documentary. It's like a drama.
I expect it would be a drama. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have not.
I know very little about the movie. I just know there's some hype about it.
It's Oliver Stone. And, you know, this is the guy who made JFK and a bunch of other, you know, big-name Hollywood movies in the past. I don't know what his most recent one was prior to this.
I think he might have done a 9/11 movie at one point.
Could be. He's a big deal, know, in the directorial field. And now I feel like I need to see the movie more than ever, because there's a politician in Maryland who is encouraging the public, or rather discouraging the public, from seeing the movie. So he's encouraging them to not see the Snowden movie, which has released this weekend, according to the story at WJZ out of Baltimore, a Maryland man, by the way, Edward Snowden apparently was from Maryland, who worked for the NSA and leaked classified documents in case you've been hiding under a rock for the last 3 or 4 years. Now you know who he is. He's actually in hiding in Russia right now. So he managed to successfully escape the grasp of the U.S. federal government and has basically sought asylum after having revealed all kinds of information about the NSA spying on everyday Americans and people around the globe. So what Edward Snowden did was truly a heroic act. And I would love to get his review of the movie as well. You know, like to
that would be interesting.
Because, well, I know he had some sort of Q&A session very recently. It was like just a couple of nights ago. People were streaming it on Facebook. They were like holding up their phone while they watched it on TV to stream it through their Facebook live stream because they thought it was that important.
Oh, wow.
It was Oliver Stone, the main actor in the movie who plays Edward Snowden.
I think it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Sounds correct, yep. And then Snowden himself was involved in this discussion. So,
oh, wow.
Very, very interesting.
I would love to see on, like, the DVD, like, a commentary track
from by Snowden. Edward Snowden.
I think that would be amazing.
They could totally do it. So Snowden labels himself as a whistleblower, but critics call him a traitor, says WJZ. The saga of Edward Snowden has captured the world for the past 3 years, and his story is now a Hollywood movie. In 2013, the Maryland man and NSA contractor leaked thousands of pages of classified documents to the media, and Snowden says he wanted to expose the government's collection of U.S. citizens' private information. He now lives in Russia in asylum and faces espionage charges in the United States. He says, quote, "I don't know what tomorrow looks like, but I'm glad for the decision that I made." The movie follows Snowden from a young Army recruit to a computer expert for the NSA. And a new report from the House Intelligence Committee says Snowden was a disgruntled employee and not a whistleblower. It says the majority of the documents he stole, they claim, were military and defense secrets, nothing to do with Americans' privacy. But the fact is, he embarrassed the hell out of the NSA. And basically, when he was leaking out this information, you know, we were reporting on it here on Free Talk Live. As he was leaking it out, he would kind of like, you know, dribble it out little bit by bit. He didn't put it all out at once.
Yeah.
And it was a brilliant approach because what it led them to do was to say, oh, well, we stopped doing that. And, we, you know, the NSA got really defensive about whatever it was that he had put out there. And then they would say something else about that. And the thing is, they would tell another lie. So they would lie, and then he'd release more information that would prove that they'd lied. And then they'd, like, lie
incredible.
Again. Yeah, they'd lie again to try to cover that up, and he just kept on, you know, basically embarrassing them. It was
And
hilarious.
The cool thing, too, is it basically keeps it in the news the longer he's got more stuff to release.
That's correct.
You know, so if he did one massive dump, sure, it would be one hell of a week on the news media, but, you know.
It people wouldn't have get, a staying power.
People will get over it, you know, because that's how people are. They move on with their lives. They forget about these things, you know.
Well, right. And he's still been putting things out, just they haven't been getting as much attention. Because even though he has been, you know, being judicious about how he releases these things, over time people do move on and they get bored. So maybe this movie is going to rekindle some interest. Maybe it's going to also hit some people who otherwise had not heard of Edward Snowden. I mean, because even though you and I know about Edward Snowden, we're kind of keyed into some of the news. I mean, we pay attention to the world around us. There are plenty of people who exist completely outside of the world of news and live within, like, pop culture and the Hollywood news and things like that. Like, they're more concerned with who's dating who in Hollywood than they are.
And they know a lot of stuff about this. Have you heard of Mark Dice?
Yes, he's a very entertaining.
So what he does this man on the street type of thing,
right?
Where he will bring a camera, microphone, and usually he'll go to like a beach or a college or something and ask really simple questions to a bunch of the people. So they have a hard time answering like what country did we go to war with after 9/11 or who's the vice president? You know, they have a lot
right,
of trouble
basic
with that.
Question.
But you know. If they were to name every Kardashian and what they wore last week, and
they'd probably nail it. Yeah.
You know, the plot line, every episode of Walking Dead. Oh, yeah. It's like in a second. I mean, the wealth of, like, sports and pop culture knowledge is incredible.
Sure.
It's almost impressive, but they're filling their brains up with stuff that really doesn't make a difference.
Well, and it's okay to have things that you like. It's okay to have leisure activities and, you know, games and television or whatever it is that is interesting to you. There's nothing wrong with doing those things. It's just that they're clueless, a lot of them, to a lot of the things that are controlling their lives, and they don't even realize it. And so I'm hoping that the Snowden movie will turn some of those people on through, you know, maybe they're more likely to see the trailer because they're watching their pop culture or their television or whatever it is that they do, and then they'll say, well, who's Edward Snowden? And maybe they'll go and see the movie and then actually Google him or something like that. So I mean,
and not to mention, I mean, a great job getting Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's a very, very popular actor.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Oliver Stone's a big name.
Yeah, yeah. So
if Oliver Stone comes knocking, you probably, as an actor, should say yes.
Yeah.
The Snowden movie hits theaters this weekend, but Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger says Americans shouldn't give Snowden any more publicity. He says, quote, "That's why I'm suggesting to people to not go to the movies, because I don't want one of the biggest traitors in the country to be glorified," he says. Ruppersberger says Snowden's disclosure harmed the United States, especially in its fight against terrorism. He said, quote, "It's like giving the enemy what we do and all the private and classified information we have," he said. So he's saying to folks in Maryland to stay away. Keep away from the theaters. Don't you go watch this movie about this man. He might inform you. He might inspire you. We can't have that.
I don't understand how people are still falling for the lines coming out of this guy. I mean, this is the stuff we would hear under the Bush administration, you know, with the war on terrorism, trying to really get us to believe that they're keeping us safe. When really all they're doing is spying on us.
Well, they need to have secrets to keep you safe, Cody. They have to have more secrets. See, the more secrets they have, the safer you are.
And guess what? It's not that I don't have anything to hide, but there's some things you just want to keep to yourself. You know, people's browser history.
Well, that's the government's argument. That's the government's argument. They want to keep things to themselves. Should they be able to? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to review the Snowden movie, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can share your thoughts on this congressman trying to keep people away from it. Whatever's on your mind goes, it's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Saturday edition. You may take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about Edward Snowden, and it's appropriate because there's now a Hollywood blockbuster kind of movie. I guess it has to hit $100 million before it's a blockbuster. But hopefully it will. Hopefully this won't be some sort of minor release, limited run movie, and this thing will take off and be number one at the box office. I, you know, keep my fingers crossed on that one, because the more people that can find out about Edward Snowden, the better. Because if you find out about Edward Snowden, you find out that, what do you know, the government's been lying to you again. Oh, not only have they been lying to you, but they've also been spying on you. And, I mean, the revelations that Snowden brought to light, a lot of us already knew about. You know, it's been not really speculation so much as common knowledge, or I guess uncommon knowledge, that the government had the ability to spy. But Snowden really made it clear just how able they were, just how invasive and how just sick the level of the spying was with, and probably still is, with the NSA.
Yep.
So, very, very important work, and hopefully an important movie. We'll get to your calls and thoughts here. Also, want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. I'm talking about cryptocurrency wallet for Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash, and more cryptos are coming soon. More cryptocurrencies to Jax. It's JAXX.io. That's where you can go to download Jax. It's cross-platform. I actually just put it on the Windows machine here in the studio. I also have it on my smartphone. So whether it's Windows, Mac, Linux, or Apple, or Android, you can get Jax and have access to your cryptocurrencies on all of those devices simultaneously. Very, very cool stuff. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration right there, which allows you to easily, frictionlessly change between currencies. So if you have Bitcoin, but you want to turn some into Dash or Ether, you can easily do that. And it's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. And Jax is trying to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go to Jax, JAXX.io, as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jim is listening in Arcata, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Hey, there's a documentary out called Citizen 4, and it's about it's an interview with Snowden by Glenn Greenwald, who lives in, I think, Argentina, somewhere in South America, a great journalist. And it's very, you know, very, it's a very good expose about what happened. I get, you probably have to get it off the internet. I don't know. I just bought the movie. I found it in a store. But the other thing I'm going to say was,
I've heard it's excellent. I have not actually seen it, but everybody
And the other thing I'm going to say is that Lee Harvey Oswald broke down buildings 1 and 2. Jack Ruby had to bring down building number 7.
Thanks, Jim, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I guess Citizen 4 is the documentary version of the Snowden story.
Okay.
And then this new movie is the Hollywoodized version, the, you know, dramatized version, if you will. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello, Dave.
On the fight over the right. Take pictures of your ballot in New Hampshire.
Now, this is something that apparently was illegal. Didn't they change the law on this to actually take a ballot selfie, as it's called, where you fill out your ballot to vote, and before you actually turn it in, you take a picture of it so you can show your friends or whatever.
Because you're so proud.
Facebook for whom you voted. I mean, I see no real reason to do it personally, but some people, you know, you should have the freedom to, if that's what you want to do, shouldn't you? Apparently it was, is it still illegal, Dave?
I think it was struck down, but the strike down is being appealed by the state. And that brings me to the question of who the primary perpetrators are. And it's interesting that the perpetrator I was calling about last night is the same perpetrator who is doing this unrelated abuse of the people by pushing, you know, pushing to maintain this law, and that's Attorney General Joe Foster. And it gave me an idea that there may be one way to push back other than taking, you know, civil disobedience course and filming your ballot. The other option might be that I guess Foster is sort of overwhelmed by trying to investigate all the people who vote without ID, and he can't. They supposedly will investigate people if they don't show an ID. So I think it might be an asymmetric way to push back by not showing ID when you vote. It will help bog down the system a little bit.
So this is a controversial issue of not showing ID. There are actually people within the Liberty Movement who think there should be a requirement to show identification when one goes and votes, and I can understand the argument for it. I am someone who has done, as you've suggested, Dave, and I have, for the most part, not shown identification to vote here in New Hampshire. And they recently passed a law that makes it seem more like you have to show ID. Like, the way that they present it to the people who are going to vote is a very kind of, I don't know if persuasive isn't the right word. It's not coercive. They're not threatening you if you don't show ID, but they're kind of making it sound like you have to in the words that they choose to say to you. But the reality is you don't have to show ID to vote here in New Hampshire. But if you don't, then what you're talking about, Dave, is where they'll actually take your photograph, and then they will you have to sign some sort of statement saying you are who you say you are or whatever, and then they will notify you that this will be going to the Attorney General's office for possible investigation of voter fraud. And then you receive this postcard in the mail which says, oh, someone using your name voted at this location on this day. And if this wasn't, you know, if this, you know, or I guess, I don't know if they want you, yeah, they want you to sign the card. They want you to sign the card and return it to them. That way they don't have to investigate you in that particular case, is the idea.
So I guess, the thing to do there would be not to sign the card, but I'm
which
not
is,
sure
which
I'm
is
right.
What I have not done. I have not signed the card, so that would, in theory, create an investigation if they were doing what they say they're doing, which is investigating everyone who doesn't sign that card. But ultimately, they know who I am at the voting place, so I don't even have to have my picture taken anymore, so I can just walk in, not show ID, and you know, no problem.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? They know you.
I think it's. I mean, it's nice. It's convenient. It's a pain in the butt to have to, you know, sit down and have your photo taken and go through all that rigmarole. But Dave, I think that what you're saying is this should be done on in mass where a bunch of people don't show ID.
Well, if this is not a good idea, then I hope it sparks someone to come up with a better idea. I don't know that it's the perfect thing. It's just another way to strike back, especially, like I called about Joe Foster last night, and he's the one that's helping to try and stop the town of Croydon from letting kids use school choice.
It's a man named Jill?
Joe Foster.
Oh, Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The other key perpetrator here is State Rep. Tim Horrigan, who sponsored the ballot selfie bill.
Now, most of our listeners don't have any idea who those people are, but I think, you know, talking about the issue makes sense. The issue of should people be able to vote without identification. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I totally understand the arguments of people who are saying, well, you know, there's voter fraud. So
sure is.
Shouldn't there be some sort of system in place to try to reduce the voter fraud? But on the other hand, we also know that there's fraud behind the scenes in the voting system. So what's the difference? They can just manipulate it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to join us here on the live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to Skype here in just a moment. We've been discussing Edward Snowden, got into voter fraud there. You're certainly welcome to talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. And I want to let you know about how you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. What you do is you go to Vistaprint.com and you load up your shopping cart, use code FTL at checkout, and they'll apply the discount right then. Now, Vistaprint's great if you're a small business owner, maybe you're getting ready to start a small business. You can also get postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. You can have checks made by Vistaprint. They do a lot of work, and they guarantee that you'll love their product every time, or they'll make it right. They've got amazing customer service. Plus, it's super easy to use their online card designer, which is what I did when I made my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree promo cards, full color, very nice. And it was super easy to use. You can customize the text colors, the backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, and you can upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire design that you might already have. It's super easy to use, and you can even upgrade the quality of the card as well. So you want to go to a thicker stock or add a nice finish like metallic or spot gloss, raised print. You could do all of that with Vistaprint and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL at checkout, And again, that's 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. As we go with more of your calls and thoughts, we're going to go to Daryl Perry. He's one of our co-hosts regularly here with us throughout the week on Free Talk Live. You took yesterday off because you were heading out to the Free Coast Festival, which is happening in the seacoast of New Hampshire. I believe is the third year for said Free Coast Festival. And last night, Daryl, you guys, some of you, went out to see Snowden.
Yeah, so there were two events last night. There was a pub crawl, and the alternate was go see Snowden. And I went to go see Snowden, and it was a really good movie. I think one thing that a lot of people will get out of it, even people that aren't necessarily privacy advocates, is the life story of what Snowden was going through while he was learning these things about the various unconstitutional programs of spying on millions of Americans without individual warrants. Now, there was the FISA court warrant, but the FISA court rubber stamps everything. But it really, you know, shows you the relationships that he had, especially with his girlfriend, to where, you know, he knew things, but he could not tell her because of the classified nature of what he knew. So it really is sort of a heart-touching sort of thing about who is Edward Snowden, the man, not just what did Edward Snowden do.
Hmm. So it shows his character development over time, because he started in the military, right?
Yes, and they actually show, you know, like a scene from boot camp, and apparently the reason he left the military is he had actually broken his leg.
Oof.
And was medically discharged from the military.
Right.
So it was like a medical discharge.
And so he went from there into the intelligence services, ultimately ending up as a contractor for the NSA after having worked directly.
The NSA and the CIA.
Right.
So he was a contractor for both in various degrees at various times over the course of several years.
So great movie. What would you give it out of 5 stars?
Out of 5 stars, I would give it, I'll say 4 3/4.
All right, that's pretty good. That's almost perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you'd recommend people go see this in theaters?
Definitely go see it in theaters, and there's a surprise ending.
Really?
That I do not want to give away, but it's something that very surprising and was not expected. I will also say that the acting from the guy that I forget
Joseph
his name.
Gordon-Levitt.
He was the guy on Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes. Yeah. He apparently spent a lot of time with Edward Snowden in Moscow to get down the mannerisms and the inflection.
Wow.
And it's hard to tell that you're not watching Edward Snowden.
Wow, that's really cool. It sounds like a fantastic movie. I'm glad that you took some time out from the Free Coast Festival to call in and tell us a little bit about it. And it also sounds like that, you know, you're a fan of Edward Snowden. We're fans of Snowden. It sounds like you got something out of this, you know, that you maybe learned something about Edward that you hadn't known prior to this. So it wasn't just, you know, a way to kill 2 hours, that it was enlightening in some way.
So it's a totally different film from, say, Citizen Four, that's, you know, all about the facts. This is about the man, Edward Snowden, what he was going through and what he had to deal with. And, you know, it's more, again, it's a personal story.
Mm-hmm. It was like, was it delivered like with a narrator where he is narrating kind of, or the character is narrating it himself? Because how else would you get into someone's head, right? Like, I'm sure there's...
Right. So it starts off, I will say that it starts off with him in Hong Kong. Actually, it starts off showing Laura Poitras, who is the documentary filmmaker, and Glenn Greenwald in Hong Kong waiting to meet Edward. And then they meet, they go back to his hotel room, and he starts talking to the camera. So it's interspersed of things that were happening with him delivering story to the journalist. And yeah, it's a very good movie, very well done.
How was the crowd? I mean, not just the people attending from the Freecoast Festival, but you guys obviously went to a regular movie theater. You saw this on opening night, basically.
It was packed.
Packed. All right, good to know.
Good to hear.
I don't think there was an empty seat in the theater.
Wow.
Now, granted, it was not a huge theater,
yeah,
but it was one of these to where all of the seats are reclining. So a very comfortable theater that we went to with reclining seats, and your feet are all propped up, and it's like you're watching on a really huge big screen at home. So, yeah, very nice theater, very well-done movie. Again, highly recommend, even for people that aren't necessarily fans of or supporters of Edward Snowden, but it will give you a glimpse into what he had to deal with.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Daryl. And you're obviously over at the Seacoast Freedom Festival, or the Freecoast Festival. Just real quick, how's that going?
And I'm actually with Roger Paxton of the Lava Flow podcast right now.
Excellent.
We're heading back to the Lava Flow studios, and then I'll be heading to the Praxium with his lovely bride. He actually has a sick child at home, so they're doing a little parent swap on that, to where, you know, each parent gets a little bit of time away from a sickly child.
Right. And enjoy the rest of the Freecoast Festival. We'll see you back here, what, Monday night?
Yeah, I'll be back on the air Monday night.
All right, cool. See you then. Thanks, Daryl. Have fun out there. That's Daryl W. Perry, who was actually a presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Unfortunately, he did not get the nomination. Libertarian Party went with Gary Johnson, sadly,
yep,
who was just announced is not going to be allowed into the first debate, the first presidential debate. Jill Stein, also Jill Stein from the Green Party, not going to be allowed into the first presidential debate. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Snowden. Don't spoil the ending. And you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Plus, if you don't think Snowden is a hero, we'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-3733. You can Skype into the show, just like Daryl did. Sound almost like you're in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Cody in here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. So join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, and Skype username lrn.fm. We're Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
We've talked off and on throughout the hour about Edward Snowden, new movie, Hollywood, dramatization about his life. As Darryl W. Perry was talking about, it's about Edward Snowden, the man, not so much the facts of the story. And he said he loved it, gave it 4 3/4 of a star, so almost a 5-star rating from Darryl. You should check it out this weekend or whenever you can get to see it. He recommended seeing it in theaters, especially if you don't know anything about Edward Snowden. This might be a good place to start.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for a lot of people that don't know about him. You know,
right.
Just, I'm going to go see a movie this weekend. Who's this Edward Snowden guy? And, I think, getting the human side of things is going to do a lot more for some of the regular folks than, just
people are emotional.
Dry,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
They, facts don't really mean much to most people. It's emotions. So if you can play to their emotions, if you can sculpt your message in a way that kind of tickles their emotions, if you will, then that's a way to get someone's attention and get them to pay close attention to what it is that you're trying to communicate. So we'll continue here. You can also share your thoughts, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, and you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site. We give them away to you. You've got archives that go way back for like a decade now, basically. All of it free. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Carl is listening to WPG in New Jersey. Hey, Carl, you're in Atlantic City. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to bring up the topic that you see makes one of you guys blood boil, government schools. Now,
all right.
I went to this school board meeting Tuesday under new business. They settled the next 3-year contract for the school teachers. The school teachers will get 2% each year for 3 years.
The secretary must be nice.
And the paraeducators and the secretaries will get 6%, 6%, 6%.
Whoa. Can you imagine getting a 6% raise?
Yeah, for the next year, for 3 years, because they're underpaid.
Ridiculous.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Right. They're so underpaid. I only have to work, 9 months out of the year or something like that, 8 months out of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think 184 days or so. I don't know, whatever.
Ridiculous.
But, and the next group, the custodians and all the others, they get 4%, 4%, 4%. And in the audience, most of them at that meeting were so happy because they worked for the schools. The few taxpayers there, we were angry. And here's why we're angry. 1,200 homes in Egg Harbor Township are in foreclosure. 200 people lose their jobs when the Taj Mahal October 10th closes in Atlantic City. And the school, here's what they say, you know, our values are high in our Egg Harbor Township. And the one guy next to me, he paid $302,000 for his house, you know, in that 55 over community. His house is worth $180,000 now. Right. And somebody asked, what's this going to cost us more in taxes? We don't know yet. And guess what? They don't care.
Why should they care?
They don't have to care.
Right. I mean, the government bureaucrats have been raising taxes year after year, even when, even when the housing crash happened, they just kept on going. I mean, even though it became more difficult for them to grow at the same rate that they had been growing, because, you know, when the real estate market was in the bubble, it was like, you know, a field day for the government guys. They just kept getting more and more money in because the values of the houses kept going up and the government wasn't doing anything more to, you know, earn the money. They just, you know, got more money. So when the values went down, yeah, there was some concern for how they were going to get make it work. So just raise the taxes. Just raise taxes until, you know, you get the same amount in. Don't ever cut government. Seems to be the way they do things.
Right. And speaking of that, we got roughly about almost 700 less students since 2012. And they hired 110 more employees in the school system. And the last thing they said, we didn't have to let anybody go. Really? Well, you got almost 700 less students.
Right. But, so they have hundreds fewer students. Pay raises, and they're hiring. Thank you, Carl, for the call tonight. I imagine that is something that is happening in school districts all around the country. It happens here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. Same thing's been happening. Fewer people in the high school here in Keene over time, and I believe also in the elementary school. So they're not. The size of the area is not growing. Families are leaving the area, and one of the reasons why is, well, taxes are too high. It's hard to actually afford a home in a place where property taxes are going to drive you out because you can go somewhere else and pay half the rate. You can go to one of the surrounding towns, pay half the tax rate, and still, you know, be within a 10-minute drive of all of the amenities of the big city. So why would anybody want to, you know, why would anybody on a tight budget want to actually live within the city? If you've got a family or something like that, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, it's easy to complain about these things, but what can you really do, you know, to make a difference on this matter? Have you ever gone to a school board meeting?
No.
It
sounds god-awful.
It is. It's as awful as it sounds. It is so boring to go to these school board meetings, and there's not anything you can actually do. Yeah, there's like a public comment phase. Okay, so you can tell them, you know, what you think about them. Well, they don't care, as the caller was pointing out there. They don't care about, you know, how poor the people are in the area. All they care about is getting their raise, getting what's due to them.
Yeah, and exactly.
That way they can retire and get, you know, whatever the 90% is. I think it's typically a government retirement package is like a 90% pension, meaning that you get paid 90% of what you were getting paid your final year. So you've been getting, you know, the whole time you've been in government, the 20 years, you've been getting pay raises, especially if you're working as a teacher, even mandatory pay raises, as he was talking about. So all those pay raises, by the final year that you're in, you're getting paid the most you've ever been paid. And then when you finally retire, you get 90% of that for the rest of your life. And,
wow.
Yeah, if you think about how much that adds up to, it's a huge burden because every government bureaucrat that's still kicking, that's still sucking air, is collecting 90% of their, you know, it may be different state by state, but they're collecting a huge chunk every single year. So every time one of them retires, they have to hire a new one on and keep paying for the other one. Plus, some of them will actually do double dipping, as it's called, where they'll retire from, let's say, the school, and then they'll go and get a job with the police department or a job with city zoning enforcement or a job with, you know, some other bureaucracy.
And get another pension?
Well, if they stay for 20 years on that job, they would get another pension on that, yes. But at the very least, they're getting their pension, plus they're getting a full-time paycheck because they're still working for the government. So they basically double the money that they have coming in.
It seems like cheating in some sort of way, right?
That's just working the system.
Sure is, but isn't the point of a pension...
So you can retire?
Right, retirement money. If you're out getting a job, then that... No, you don't get a pension anymore.
It's ridiculous. So if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's no easy solution here. You can complain. You can try to run for school board. But ultimately, that's not going to change anything either. The only way that, you know, we'll ever really have significant reform is at the state level to have the government stop the requirement for government to be involved in schools whatsoever and get the government out of education entirely. But that's not an easy thing to propose because then you look like some sort of monster. If you're proposing getting the government out of education, people will think that you don't support education. Well, no.
Well, I mean, how have they been doing so far? Because to me, it seems
not
like...
So great.
Most of the learning that I did was well outside of school. You know, I read a lot of books. I was into knowing things. But, you know, in the classroom, I didn't pay attention at all. And you know what?
I think I'm
better off that way. Yeah, I knew right from the get-go it was horrible.
Let's go to your calls. Ferris is on the line in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Ferris. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WRNN. Ferris in Myrtle Beach. Ferris going once. Ferris going twice.
Bueller.
Oh, we were talking about education, but I don't think that was his topic.
Must be his day off.
So, yeah, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's frustrating. We were talking last night on the show about there's a school board in New Hampshire. It's in Croydon, a little town, that has been giving money as like a kind of a voucher system to people who want to send their kids to a private school.
Yep.
So the idea being that, you know, send the kid to the private school, the state school board will cut the check to the private school to cover the cost of it because the state doesn't have to provide it. So they're helping the parents get the private school education. And the attorney general's office sued the school board. So you've got one state agency suing another state agency over how their, you know, operations are running. And so far, the attorney general's office has been successful in an early court decision. So they may have to stop that that practice. So it's hard to make any kind of changes to the system. It's built to stay right the way it is. And that, of course, is the definition of the state. It's stasis. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.